Let me see if I got it. Now we're pleased to bring our feature presentation.
Yo, this stuff is fresh.
What would you do with your brain if you had one?
For those of you with ADD.
This is better than that other news.
Rushing from topic to topic, the topic, 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 topic.
This is What the Flux.
Hello and welcome to What the Flux, a show that fluctuates from topic to topic. My name is Chase Bunker alongside Brett Lyons. Brett, how are you?
I'm doing pretty damn swell, man.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
We got a very interesting show. Brett just came back from Chicago. Grand Theft Auto 5 came out. You can do other stuff. And you know what? I was going to tease one thing, but was like, let's save that for Erg. So,
I want to talk about my Chicago trip. I saw a fight. Go down. We could talk about that later in the back burner. Also, stick around in the back burner for things that make you go, and then our pick of the week also is in that segment. We got some news later as well. But Chicago, it was awesome. It was a 17-hour road trip. At the ride up, it was in the middle of the night, so there's nothing really to see on the way up. But on the ride back, we drove through mountains, and the sunset was coming up. It was like an indie movie.
Yes.
It was like...
What's funny is like I drove through Illinois, and it was St. Louis when we saw the sunrise.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Oh, it was gorgeous. I cried a little bit on the inside. Don't tell anyone, except for, you know, those listening.
Yeah, I won't tell anyone.
Just those listening.
No one's going to know. It's just going to be between me and you, so...
Yeah.
But yeah. How was the concerts?
Awesome. I got to see the Pixies. I love the Pixies. I got to see Blink. Kind of sucked, but I love them anyways. They can't do no wrong. So many. Against Me killed it. Remember we were talking about?
Yeah, how was that?
Okay, so for those who aren't aware, who didn't listen last week, Against Me, their singer, came out as he has grown up his whole life feeling as a woman, and so he went under a sex change, essentially.
Yeah.
And now he's a lady. He goes by Laura now. So he sounded just like he used to. He sounds the same.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is what I heard, you know? Oh, this is live.
Okay.
He sounded just like he does. Which was awesome. It was awesome.
It didn't affect she's voice.
She's voice sounded just like she used to.
It's like, it's weird because I'm used to associating him as he, and it's like, I guess he's a she?
Yeah, I guess. He looked the same too, just long hair, you know? But they killed it. Fall Out Boy killed it. Sublime killed it. Just everyone killed it. But that was about that. I'm going to turn that off now. That's TSR by Against Me. It's delicious. It's delicious.
It's delicious.
I'm in kind of a dilemma, though.
All right.
I've got a shitty situation.
All right.
And by shitty situation, I don't mean like the stipulations are bad. Like it involves crap.
Okay. Oh, legit involves.
Is a literally a poopy situation.
Okay, I'm used to this because I have IBS, so shoot.
Okay, so for those that might know, and you could tell by my picks of the week, I enjoy my poops. I enjoy also downloading apps that I can play during my poops.
Pooping is a very strenuous thing to where you have to be relaxed, and if you're bothered... Then it's like the worst experience of your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I play solitaire. I play a good amount of solitaire. Words with Friends I'll play. Whatever. So that's the backstory.
Okay.
Lately, I feel like I'm getting a little old. Maybe not as... my body's not digesting things.
Your poops are getting gray.
Well, the hair is falling out of my poop. They're just not going as well or as frequent as I'd like them to be. So I thought to myself, maybe I need some more fiber. Maybe I'm getting old and I need more fiber. Because, I mean, I've lived a quarter of my life. I think things are starting to fall apart. Or maybe I'm paranoid. I don't know.
I'll tell you what my doctor keeps telling me is, I guess, have more and more fiber. Because I had the problem where it was just liquid.
Ugh.
And it was like reenacting Hiroshima.
Oh, there's shadows left.
It was.
Oh, gosh.
No, the worst one, because I've been feeling sick recently, is when it's liquid and then it sizzles.
I can't believe
it's like your butt literally just made bacon.
Oh, and gross.
I'm just like, what? And I freak out. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's interesting.
Yes, it is.
So yeah, I thought to myself, I need more fiber. I bought some Metamucil.
Okay.
Which is like fiber heavy.
Very.
And so now, I'd say I'm back on track, taking a poo a day. So that's about normal, I'd say. But here's where I'm kind of taught.
Okay.
With these Metamucil poos, they're
well, I guess
Metamucil poos.
I was gonna say Metapucils.
Metapucils. That's good. I like that better. With these Metapucils, they're coming out just like snap, like bam, done. I'm in the bathroom for like 5 seconds. So my dilemma is, what's the point of me downloading these games if I'm not going to play them?
So you, in a sense, you went from a machine gun that's like has like a full clip. You just go poo 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 to
poo 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 poo.
Done.
Yeah, just like done in an instant.
Like a virgin's like, I'm done.
Oh gosh, exactly. Well, maybe not exactly, but.
I wouldn't know, but maybe.
Yeah, so I don't know. Should I cut the Metamucil out of my diet and enjoy my Words with Friends? Or do I, be less bloated? Chase, I need your help.
I'm just going to say enjoy it while it lasts because...
Enjoy the poops?
Enjoy the poops while
the
it lasts
because
I think they'll go away. I think that's temporary.
What, the long poos or what?
The long poo or the short poos. I think it's going back to longs.
Ding. Burp number one.
We have a ding.
We have a ding. So continue the Metamucil and then eventually it'll just.
How does it taste?
It's just a pill. I don't know. It just tastes like a pill.
Oh, you're taking the pill. You're not taking like the orange.
Oh, no.
The orange drink.
This is like a suppository. I put it in my butt. I'm just
kidding. I love the episode of Futurama. It's like every time I hear suppository, I always think of that episode.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, if only we made this into a form of a suppository.
Yeah. With the underwater episode?
Yes.
With the mermaids?
This is works, but it needs to be a suppository.
Good news, everyone. I made a suppository. Yeah, great episode. So that's my dilemma. My
shitty like you had an interesting week.
Yeah. So between pooping and Chicago, I witnessed a fight. We'll talk about that later. What about you? Anything interesting this week?
Oh, gosh. I had a very interesting week.
Okay,
how's
that?
Okay. First off, it stemmed from when you left, when we last recorded.
Okay.
You left my apartment, and I went onto my computer, and someone had a key to this game called FTL. And I have to mention this because he says, if I like it, I have to mention it on the podcast.
Free floppy... Titty land.
This reminds me of the Steam Train episode that where they literally just kept making like jokes,
frolicking through licorice.
I'm just gonna have you keep guessing.
FTL.
FTL.
Fat pterodactyl landing.
First off, pterodactyl has a P in it
at the very beginning.
Yeah.
What?
It's like pterodactyl.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, it is.
I refuse to believe that.
Go Google it.
No. Wrong.
And so I've been playing it, or I downloaded it, and I played it. And I literally have been going through, like, this mean streak of just playing it constantly. You play as, like, it's a very simple game where it's, like, you play as this little spaceship, and you go throughout little sectors in the galaxy. And then it's, like, it's all text-based.
Faster than light?
Yes.
Okay, sweet.
And so... Give yourself a little ding for that.
Ding. Wait, let me bring up my soundboard.
Yeah. Give me another ding for that one.
Ah, damn it.
Ah, I hate the soundboard. Okay. And so I've been playing it nonstop, and it's like, okay, it's fun. I actually really enjoy it for as simple as it is.
Okay, cool.
So
you played this video game all weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't that. So then I had an argument with someone. And it was someone I haven't talked to in a while. And I mentioned...
That's a great way to talk to someone after not talking to them for a while is an argument, right?
Yes. And I literally said this, and I quote...
waiting. Drum roll.
I hate to admit it, but that new Miley Cyrus song is catchy.
That's what you said.
That's what I said.
Which I agree.
Yes.
We listened to it last week.
We listened to it last week, and gosh, that is catchy.
It's like LL Golding, which we thought was interesting.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
And then they responded with, you know she's racist.
What?
Oh, so racist.
How is she racist?
This is their point that they made. And apparently the other people have had this same viewpoint. She slapped a black girl in the butt.
What?
At the VMAs, she slapped a black girl in the butt. And what? She used this in the lyric in one of her songs, My Girls with the Big Butts.
What?
Signifying that it's supposed to be...
What? I don't get that. That's,
I don't get
that's
it
racist.
Either. And apparently that's racist. And I said, how is that racist? Like, if she was at a Klan meeting, I could understand that.
She was doing a sexy dance. Of course she's going to slap a black big booty.
If she was doing it to be edgy, and it would, like, we would have thought nothing of it if she did it to a white girl.
I still think nothing of it, and it happened to a black girl.
Yeah.
I don't get how that could be possibly racist.
I don't know how.
This is the new song, by the way.
Oh, we're going to listen to it again?
Well, I'm just going
to
put it in the background while we're listening.
Okay.
Or talking. But, what? Like, that doesn't even make any sense. So did it escalate from there?
It literally escalated from racism to poverty to politics. And it literally just went like that. I'm like...
Which is not friendly conversations to have.
It is never friendly conversation as soon as you go to politics.
Right.
And as soon as we had that... As soon as it got to politics, I was just thinking, this is why we didn't talk.
Yeah, this is why it's been a while.
Yeah.
So does this guy live in town or, like, just what happened?
They live other end of town.
Okay. So they were visiting.
Yeah, like, this is all via phone.
Oh.
So,
oh.
Yeah.
Like, text?
Yeah.
Oh. See, everything gets misconstrued in text.
Yeah.
You can't really go by that, really.
Yeah.
So, like, had that conversation end, because you can't, like...
It
like,
ended
unlike,
with...
Unlike a face-to-face conversation, you can't, like, slam a door in someone's face via text, you know?
I ended it with, like, it was 3 a.m, and so then I had to end it. And I said, I'll do this mature. Your viewpoints are bad, and you should feel bad.
And did he respond to that?
They go, night!
All right.
And that's it. Another thing I did today, or this week, was I started, you probably saw me spam this all over my Facebook, I haven't posted on the Flux page yet, facebook.com/whattheFluxShow.
Ding!
I started that new show on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yes, posted 3 videos this week. I'm hoping to post.
I saw the first two with the sports and, your intro video, and there was not just the intro video, but there was another video.
Yeah, I did the news video as well.
Yes.
I'm going to try to do every week doing news, news, sports, and media. But, like, this week it's going to be predominantly games because...
A lot has come out.
Grand Theft Auto 5 came out.
Holy moly.
Hiroshi Yamauchi died, and...
Oh, yeah. He's the creator of, like, every video game ever, right?
No, that's Shigeru Miyamoto. But Hiroshi Yamauchi was the president of Nintendo when they actually became...
Big.
Yeah.
Like, superstars.
Because originally Nintendo was going to be was a trading card company.
What?
And he's like, hey, we might want to hop on this video game train.
And everyone's like, you crazy Hiroshima Wakanama.
Hiroshima Okinawa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I saying that right?
Yes. I mean, it's Hiroshima... dang it.
Oh, gotcha. Burn.
Hiroshi Yamauchi.
Hiroshi Yamauchi.
There you go.
Close I'll up. Take 2 of those, please.
Ding.
Yeah, ding, ding.
So I'm going to try to do those every week. I realize how much I hated editing.
Oh, my God.
Like, here's the thing. Like, if you don't know, here's a little behind the scenes. Brett does all the soundboards. He does a lot of the editing, and he pretty much, like, has done everything. And so
thank you for
I'm for the voice, and that's it.
Wait, I'm just, you're the host to my, and I produce.
And he does everything else. And so then I'm just like, I should get Brett to just edit this.
No.
I hated editing.
I just get you want. I could.
I just get Brett to do this.
I mean, but I'll help out if you need help.
It's so time consuming.
It really is, because what will happen, unlike the podcast, though, for video editing, you'll probably shoot about 10 minutes of footage, right? And then just sift through all of that for 3 minutes of gold.
Yeah.
So that's always interesting. For this, the editing of the podcast isn't that bad. Maybe it takes an hour. How long is the editing for the video?
The editing for the video, it'll take about, depending on the length of it, it'll probably take about maybe
an hour or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun stuff, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome to the world of producing.
Well, luckily, like, when I was doing sports wasn't that bad. Like, after... Excuse me. After...
Uh-oh. Is that call for this? Oh, my God. I hate this. It's... Oh, my God. I fucking hate this thing.
Do you hate this thing?
Fucking hate. Huh? Oh, because it's on mute.
Oh. I have a feeling it's going to be really loud.
No, it's not even doing it!
Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
I could rest easy now.
What were we talking about? Just like, by the third video, it got a lot quicker. But speaking of Pixies, I just got back from. I just got done having a conversation with Nick Murphy from Continue, who always wears a Pixies hoodie.
Okay.
Every time he does an episode.
Nice.
And so we. Coming this November, we're gonna have an interview with them.
Nice. I also want. We'll talk about it in the news segment, but
we have legit people
that
want to be interviewed by us.
Did he listen to a sample of the show, or did he just
I don't know. I reached out to him, and he's like, "Yeah, we'll do an interview." And I'm like, "Sweet,
nice. We'll have to really shape things up."
Now we're having to be really professional.
Well, we should do a practice Skype interview with someone we don't really care about.
Yeah.
So if you get contacted by us, we don't care about you until...
We don't care about you until we get this continued show thing.
Yeah, so we need a dummy. We need a dummy interview.
Yeah.
All right, so in the meantime, we'll look forward to that. This might be a little loud, so we'll turn that down.
It's the news.
All right, so only two stories today. I don't know if you read these links, but one of them was this lady found under her Vibin water cap. It said, "You retard."
I saw that, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, yeah. And so basically, essentially, it's Coca-Cola owns Vibin water. Let's point that out first.
Yes.
So Coca-Cola had to apologize to this Alberta woman. They live in Canada or something.
Yeah.
And under her cap said, "You retard." And it's supposed to be a campaign where they pair an English word with a French word to promote bilingualism. Bilingual languages? I don't know. I'm dumb. So I guess officially retard in French means late or delayed.
Yeah.
So...
You delayed.
You delayed. I think, you know what I think it was?
What's that?
They could essentially say that it was just a random occurrence. I think it was just some smart ass in the Coca-Cola factory. Be like, "Hey, wouldn't it be funny if we got away with this? Hey, let's put you retard on this cap."
I mean, it's definitely possible. I mean, like...
Oh, no, what are you doing?
Oh, no, my phone.
Put it under the covers or something.
I was trying, and all of a sudden, I freaking hate this, like, new iOS thing. Like, I'm trying to, like, look up something, and all of a sudden, nothing will load, so I have to now restart it.
Oh, no.
And now Siri's just like, I have no search for I made it. I'm like, you better have a search. You freaking made it.
It's like, hey, I'm sorry. Are you in the middle of a podcast? Oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
Here's
my needs are much more important than you.
So anyways, not everyone in this family speaks French, but the daughter does or something along the lines of that.
Oh, what's worse is, you're about to point it out, I think.
Is that the daughter is challenged.
Yes.
so
it's insult to injury.
They literally don't even, they ban the word in the family. Like, they just refuse to say it in the family. So imagine you're coming home from a hot day or something, you need a vitamin water, you're thirsty, you need to quench your thirst.
Yeah.
and your little daughter says, "Daddy, I need some water. I'm thirsty." Yeah. I'm trying to paint a picture here.
It's vivid.
So,
someone took a creative writing class.
Thank you. So, this girl with cerebral palsy and autism, the word is unacceptable. So they open this bottle, and of course, there the word is basically looking like it's okay to say because it's a product. Like, you know what I mean? The mind warp on that family when they see that, it's a horrible example.
Exactly. And what's, I never liked the word. Like, it's, I know a lot of people who have mentally handicapped
siblings and family. Yeah.
I can only imagine like the devastation like they had with that, that only to add this little insult to injury of, oh, hey.
Their daughter has cerebral palsy and a slightly...
And autism.
Yeah, it's slightly autistic. So, I mean, Coca-Cola issued a statement saying they're sorry. I really think... I mean, they must have found that guy and fired him instantly. Because there is no way there is someone getting away with that.
Exactly.
The kid... I'm sure it was, like, just some intern, even. Just some, like, low-level guy be like, "Hey, wouldn't it be funny if... they said retard."
Yeah, exactly. It's really unfortunate that that's even a story, like, in general.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's in Canada and not in America.
So
silver lining.
Silver lining. We don't have to deal with it.
Yes.
All right, next story. There was this UCF police officer that shattered a student's car window.
Yes, I saw this, and I want you to keep going about it. Okay, I'd love to talk about it.
I would actually like to maybe interview her. We were just joking about not being serious with someone, but this is like a very interesting story talking about maybe
Mattress One.
Oh my gosh, I'll delete that. Talking
this is
about
an interesting episode.
It's not going as I planned. What was I saying? Oh, police brutality in its finest.
Yes.
Okay, so essentially this girl got pulled over for a traffic citation. It was something to do with her license plate or something of the matter. Something
I think it was
very
a
small,
brake light.
A brake light. Something very small. So she's pulled over. She rolls down the window just like halfway. And he insists that she rolls it down all the way. And she says, "Well, why?" Like, for his safety. "Well, I'm not endangering you." She's like, "Well, I need to hand you this clipboard, and for my safety, I need that window to be rolled down all the way." And she reaches her hand out of the window. She's like, "Just hand me the clipboard. I can take the clipboard."
I don't remember seeing her hand come out of the window.
Maybe not out of the window, but like she's like saying like, "Hey, like just hand me the clipboard. I'm right here." And I agree with her there. Like, he could have just easily handed her the clipboard. It escalates because she doesn't roll down the window. She eventually rolls it up all the way. That maybe was wrong. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So there's another police officer that comes by, and at this point, he's threatening to break the windshield. Roll down that windshield or break it.
Yeah.
She eventually rolls it maybe just a sliver down. And at that point, he reaches his hands in the window, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure if she tries to roll it up on his fingers.
She does.
Okay. And then I don't know what the trick is, because that glass just shatters instantly.
I was really impressed by that cop. He just goes, there's like a simple like pullback, and it literally is just like shards everywhere.
Yeah, thousands of pieces.
Yeah.
And so, and then this girl's detained. They put her on the ground. They say that they charge her with three felony charges. Battery on a law enforcement officer.
Okay.
Via the window, I guess.
Yeah.
Resisting an officer with violence and resisting an officer without violence. How you can get charged for both?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Actually, no, wait. I do know because I know someone that got arrested for both.
What were they doing?
One of them's verbal, and then the other is...
Nonverbal.
Physical.
Okay.
And so...
I guess with violence would be physical and without violence would be verbal?
Yeah. So she's...
But she doesn't at one point raise her voice to them.
The one thing, though, Why couldn't she roll her window down?
I mean, why does she have to roll the window down?
Because
I think it's the principle of the matter. I think she was just trying to prove a point where that she didn't need to roll it down.
She felt the need that she was trying to be above the law and be like, no, you know what? I'm going to play this on my own terms. And she refused to roll the window down all the way. It's a simple process that could have been avoided so easily.
I agree it could have been avoided. I don't think she was trying to put herself above the law. Maybe just sometimes I've seen some videos where the police put themselves on a very high pedestal.
Yes, and agreed.
Ask very demanding things of not who they're dealing with, that maybe they're stepping outside their boundaries. I don't know the procedure, but I doubt that in order to get a clipboard signed, like the it says that the window needs to be rolled down all the way for your safety. Like, what's possibly could be so dangerous between a window halfway rolled up and then not rolled all the way and then rolled all the way down? You know what I mean? Like, you could see into the car. She wasn't hiding anything.
Yeah, but it's still just the principle of the matter. It's you have to respect law enforcement, and if they say roll the window down all the way and you have the ability to do that, then yes, like, you roll the window down all the way. Like, this could have been avoided on so many instances, and she decided to be hard-headed. I think she's stupid. I literally think, like, she is, like, that dumb to where she refuses to do such a simple, menial task as to rolling down the window. And then it's even worse that she refuses to get out of the car.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, okay, great. You're just coming off as stupid and ignorant.
I think she initially had the good intentions of being like, listen, cop, I'm not going to have to do everything you say because I think you're stepping out of line here. I'm going to prove that you're maybe being an example of police brutality. But I think we see not eye to eye on this one. I don't know. I wouldn't call her stupid. She maybe was trying to stand up for a cause and failed at it. But up until she probably doesn't have to roll the window up on his fingers. That's kind of dumb. But not complying with rolling your window down, I don't see it as that big of an offense.
I think she's just stupid.
You think she's stupid?
I think she's stupid.
Yeah.
Because to me, if it's a task that can be done very easily and there is nothing that is prohibiting you from doing it, like if she had like a motor or something that was broken in for the windows and like, oh, I can't put it down all the way. Perfectly reasonable answer. She could have lied and just said that.
I suppose so. You'd rather her lie to the cop?
As bad as it sounds, I would rather her lie and be like, oh, I can't roll it down all the way. And this could have been all avoided then.
Yeah.
But instead, she chose the side of, I can't tell if it's ignorance or stupidity. I'm going to keep it halfway and kind of Rosa Park the whole situation. It's like, I refuse to move this window up.
She's trying to stand for something.
Stand for what? Windows rights?
Police brutality and how they misuse their power.
I don't think he was misusing his power. I think he was. You guys decide for yourself. The video is on OrlandoSentinel.com.
Yeah, we'll post it on Facebook as well.
To me, there was no abuse of power because he's like, okay, I need you to step out. And then at that point, if she refused, then she's just dumb.
Yeah, this is true.
So
we'll see. I would like to see what some of the comments say about this, actually.
I'm interested to see like what's going to happen with this case because she's apparently
she filed for a police brutality complaint. Yeah, yeah. So we shall see. All right, let me get this going.
What the?
Oh, damn it!
The back burner. Jace got so scared just now because
every time during prep we would play a sound bite and all of a sudden it's like full blast in your ears.
It sounds awesome during prep, but not so much during the show. I have to like control the levels consistently.
Yeah.
So I want to get into that fight I was talking about.
All right. Shoot.
Okay. So this is day two. It's in the middle of Blondie's set. There's a song that I don't know. So I'm like, hey, guys, you guys go get some beers. I'll be right back. I need to go to the bathroom.
Are you taking a Metapucil?
No. This is a beer bathroom trip.
Okay.
So I had to pee. So the way, I don't know if you've ever been to these festivals, but it's like a line of maybe like 20 porta potties, and it's like 15 deep for each porta potty.
Oh,
yeah. There's thousands of people here. It's a sea of people. So I see this. I'm like, damn it. I got to wait. I'm doing the pee dance, you know. I'm jumping up and down, trying to take my attention off things. Just trying to make time pass. I see this guy behind me and his friend, and they're talking. They're like, man, screw this line. They're talking to each other, like muttering little things. Eventually, this guy goes to the front of the line, cuts everyone, and then finds this the nearest stall that's like being opened. It's a girl going to open the porta potty stall. He gets her like from behind and like kind of in a headlock, like wrestling with her to use her porta potty.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So and this is happening all so fast that everyone kind of sees it, but they're like dumbfounded. They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So no one steps in, but this girl. I mean, we're at a punk show. This girl is a punk riot starter. She can fend for herself. So she maneuvers. She shoves him out of the way. Shoves the porta potty door in his face. So we're like, oh, okay, good for her. And that happens, like, in a matter of a second. The guy turns around, tries to find the nearest door that's opening. And so it's like right next to him. So he goes to that porta potty, cuts that guy. The guy that's being cut, who just witnessed the girl being wrestled, I'm sure he's pissed. What he does is he shoves the guy into the porta potty. And the guy, like, kind of hits the wall of it. At this point, they're grilling each other. They're like, oh, hell no, you didn't push me. He's like, hell no, you didn't cut me and wrestle that girl. Like, it's about to get escalated. Their chins are high. They're neck to neck. They're, like, about to fight. Literally, a fist is, like, being raised. The security guard, who's, like, 8 feet tall, 500 pounds, of fat, not muscle, but needless to say, he's a big guy, comes in, shoves the guy in his face. And to the cutter, the line cutter, and he says, hey, either you get to the back of the line or you're out of here. I'm escorting you out of here. And at this point, everyone's mouths are dropped. We don't even know what to do. We're like, oh, my God, what's going to happen next? We're like, oh, shit. So at this point, the line cutter, we'll call him, the line cutter, with his like tail between his legs, he's like, oh man, I didn't even do anything. And at this point, I mean, the audience, if you will, us, go apeshit. Because we were just watching all this go down.
Yeah.
And then he says to the security guard, oh man, I didn't do anything. And that was a straw that broke the back. Because he wrestled a girl and then tried to cut all of us. We're all doing the pee dance.
Yeah.
We all got to piss our pants equally. This guy thinks he's privileged. So this random guy starts it, but there was this chant started. And never, like, maybe I was drinking a little bit. Maybe it was just the fact that I'm in a crowd and I'm basically an unknown man to this line cutter. But this chant has started, and I'm chanting to a stranger amongst other strangers, suck a dick, suck a dick.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy. It was exhilarating almost. I can't explain to you the feeling of it was like how I could help this guy feel like he did something wrong. And so you're shaking your head. No,
because I'm a vengeful person. I'll let you finish.
Okay. So, meanwhile, as I mentioned, the line cutter has a friend with him. He didn't cut anyone, but he's standing by his side, and he's like cursing at us. Hey, man, F you. Don't talk to him like that. And then because he's shouting at us, we're shouting back at him. And the security guard is like, arr! And he's like, you need to get to the back of the line now and stop this. He's like, I'm not going to the back of the line, man. And so he grabs him by the neck of the shirt and, like, walks away. And the friend's trying to, like, get on the security guard. And the security guard shoves him. And, like, I guess he takes both of them, like, by the arms. And, like, I guess he takes them out of the park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were being drunk and disorderly. Kicks them out, essentially.
Good.
And so we're all clapping. And at this point, it's time for me to pee. And it was a great, like, 10 minutes in time.
I almost...
What are your thoughts? Your thoughts.
It's... First off, power of drunk people just never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah.
And, like, the people's rational thought is, I'm going to go cut off this girl. I'm glad the girl, you know...
Fended for herself. Good for her.
Because if... I had a feeling like that would have ended differently if she didn't.
Yeah.
This is what I would have done.
Yeah.
How big are the porta potties? Is it like the Cadillac, like,
no,
handicap,
like,
stall, or is it the
no, the
tiny
single
one?
The single one, you got to crouch if you got to poo.
If he shoves me out of the way, he goes in, I'm tipping it.
Yeah.
Like, I will straight up ask for that line to help me push it. Door on the bottom.
Well, it was against a fence. Oh, so maybe, like, grab from behind.
So, like, grab from behind and just, like, pull it down.
That, and, like, literally start a riot at Riot Fest? That would be insane.
But I'm a vengeful person. So...
Where does he get off wrestling a girl?
Yeah. That's the thing that's
Why
stupid.
Does... Be in a bush if you're gonna wrestle someone.
Good. Yeah, exactly. It's like, at a festival. I'm sure there's trees.
Well, there's plenty of trees.
Yeah.
It was kind of daylight out. But I'm sure he wouldn't be the only one pissing on a tree.
No excuses. I mean, you still pee if it's the daytime or the nighttime.
Yeah.
You still pee.
You just find a corner, man. Get your friends that, you know, stand by you, even when you cut people, to make, like, a fence
it's
around
not
you.
Hard. You go pee in a bush.
And, yeah. So I felt that was probably a highlight for me, was chanting, suck a dick, to this random man. I felt like I was standing in the corner of that helpless lady.
I just witnessed a societal revolution.
Yeah. Essentially,
by telling this man to suckle on
my wiener,
my penis.
I felt empowered.
This is the most, like, expletive-filled episode ever.
I felt empowered. It's like, hey, man.
I'm glad you felt empowered. I don't know about you. This is going to be a story you tell your grandkids about squatters' rights having a revolution. When I was at Riot Fest back in 2013, I was listening to this band called Blondie.
Am I Nixon now?
Nicholson, maybe.
Nicholson, thank you.
And then when this man decides, I got to go pee, but I don't want to wade past these people. So he decides... to shove a woman. That woman later shoved him out of the way, proving that women can't hold a fight after all.
If this is a story, the kids will be like, I don't even think there's going to be live concerts in the future. They're just going to watch virtual reality concerts on their...
That's what scares me.
Their eye watches.
They're going to literally just go, like, look at their wrist and go, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then their attention span will be half a second. They'll turn away.
I'm really surprised that we haven't reached that far yet.
A half a second time attention spans or what?
No.
Or eye watches?
Both.
I'm telling you, I've told a couple of people this. We're going to have Buzz Lightyear nonsense on our arms eventually.
Yeah.
It only makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Calculate some things.
It's
going to
get our. It's going to take our overall temperature. It's going to get our blood pressure. And then it's going to be cut the rope.
It's going to have RFID chips. We're going to be tracked by the government.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone's going to be required to have one. One of those situations.
It's stupid.
You tired, Chase?
I was telling you this earlier. I spent... Right now, we started recording today at 11 in the morning. I didn't go to bed till maybe about 6:30.
So you're running on about 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah. I was power cleaning. And I realized I didn't turn off my TV, so I fell asleep with the TV on.
Power cleaning, power lifting, power sleeping.
Power spotting babies! I have so many babies! 400 babies.
I love that.
I love that, too. They actually had their own show on Canadian television.
What?
Yeah.
If they could have their own show, we could have our own show.
We could.
All right, go on.
But Power Thirst, I can literally quote 1 and 2, like, verbatim.
Yeah.
Like, so if you, like, give me, like, any little bit, it's almost like It's almost like singing Bohemian Rhapsody for me.
Yeah.
To where it's like, if you say one little item that's like remotely close to it,
yeah,
I will go off.
Is this the real
No, not, I'm not drunk enough.
Not from the beginning? Oh. Oh, speaking of, I have another quick little story.
Okay.
One of the nights I went to karaoke in Chicago.
I love karaoke.
Oh my God, so do I. Drunkenly sang Bohemian Rhapsody with my buddy.
Which one?
Dustin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a great singer, by the way.
I believe it.
Noted, he's a great singer. I take the first verse.
Okay.
And then he takes the second verse. This drunk butt face in the first row says, looks at me and says, "You should let him sing instead." And I just, I'm literally, I stop and we, I stop. He's, Dustin's still kind of singing. I stop and I go, "Really? This is effing karaoke. Do you want to get up here?" Like,
exactly.
The point of karaoke is to be bad.
Exactly.
And just drunk.
I go
sing.
We mentioned this in a previous podcast. I like to do things big. So if it's karaoke, I will do it up.
You'll dress up and everything.
I will like try to get the crowd going. I will go performer style.
Oh, damn it.
That's a horrible buzzer.
There we go. Anyways.
All right. That was interesting.
All right. So shall we move on to one of my favorite segments?
Oh, I thought we're not going to talk about...
What, GTA?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, I forgot about GTA. We can do that.
Okay.
Let's do GTA. Did you play it yet?
I don't have it. Everybody else I play... Here's the funny thing about GTA. As soon as it cost $265 million to make, which is more than almost every movie ever, except for Pirates of the Caribbean 3, it made its money back on pre-sales alone. This week, guess how much it's made?
This week, not including pre-sales.
This week, not include. I guess including pre-sales.
Okay, and it cost how much to make?
$265 million.
$500 million.
Billion.
So $500 million, or that's not. Is that half a million? Is that half a billion?
Yeah, technically.
$500 million.
No.
$1 billion.
Close.
$99 million.
$800 million.
You know what though?
In the first week.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really intense. And what's funny is people have been making jokes like, "Oh, this is gonna be, I can live a normal life in this video game."
Essentially, I mean, you can literally do anything in this.
I think it's ridiculous, but I've never been a fan of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah,
I might have to play it.
Listen, I'll tell you what. So my roommate bought it.
Okay,
it's freaking awesome.
Is it really?
Okay, so not only. Okay, violence aside, that's something you're just going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
There is violence in it. There is... Nice.
Thank you.
And this little design, a snake.
But
Sidewinder.
Uh-huh.
there is violence in it. There's no getting around that. How you... In the storylines, at least.
Yeah.
How you act amongst yourself in the sandbox-like world, that's up to you. You can go golfing. You can go to the strip club. You can practice your shooting. You can kill a hooker. You can do...
I like how you... I love your extremes. I love it.
You can do what... You can literally go to a movie. I went to a movie the other day and watched a movie. It was like an animated short.
Oh, my gosh.
And you could do whatever. Your car can get impounded. You can do anything. It's so awesome. There's a dog in it. You can download an app on your phone and then train the dog when you're not playing the video game. It's awesome. It's so awesome. So I'm sure, I mean, if anyone's listening, I'm sure they have it. So I don't really need to go into the story too much, but there's three main players that you can switch, instantly throughout. And like when you switch characters, it's so awesome because say I'm playing as Michael, the white guy, the retired white guy. And I want to switch to Franklin, who's like the underprivileged, African-American man. So you press the button configuration and you switch to him and it zooms out, finds where Franklin is located, zooms in, and it doesn't go to where you left him last. It goes to what he would be doing regularly on his own time.
And it's impressive.
Yeah. So he's like, when I did it the other day, he was like, doing pull-ups on the beach.
Yeah. Like they're, even before this game came out, they gave it strong Game of the Year candidates.
Oh, gosh.
Like, mine were BioShock Infinite and Last of Us, and now with this, it's like, they probably won't even have a chance of getting it.
The detail is amazing. Highly recommend, in the very least, renting it, checking it out.
The reviews have been tens across the board, except for two major ones.
Where's that at?
GameSpot gave it a 9 due to its politically charged and misogynistic views. Mind you, a post-op is reviewing it.
A post-op transvestite is reviewing it? So that kind of makes sense where they might feel a little bit biased, but that's part of the beauty of GTA.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, do you not realize this is Grand Theft Auto? And like, the two other female characters in the game are a cheating wife and a snobby child.
Yeah.
And then another one was The Escapist Magazine online, and they gave it a 7.5.
No way.
Gave it a 7.5. Here's the kicker.
Why a 7.5? They're wrong. They're wrong.
They gave it a 7.5 because the characters were just plain scumbags and you had no motivation to do awful things.
They have tons of motivation.
That's like, first off, the game's called Grand Theft Auto. Secondly, do we all remember the time in Vice City when we had these good characters, when Tommy Vercetti, you know, saved a baby from a burning building before doing a line of coke?
Yeah. Did that actually happen?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
It's people don't realize that Grand Theft Auto is a huge satire. I mean, the stock market exchange is called the Ball Sack. Spelled BAWSAQ.
The news is called Weasel News. And if you listen to their news segments, they're like, they report on celebrity news, and then they're like, reporting on celebrity news because stories across the seas just don't matter. Like,
that's true.
The entire thing is a complete social commentary, satire, on our lifestyle.
Yeah,
and it's brilliant. It's done brilliantly.
What's actually funny is that BBC covers more American news
than we do.
Yeah,
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that in the slightest.
So that was the whole issue with, you know, they're getting chastised. Those reviewers are getting chastised for for making the quote horrible reviews.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of the GameStop employee
doing what?
There was, you know, with any rated M game, you have to have a valid ID. So this guy used his business card. I don't know why, but they said they required a business card for a pre-order. And
like a business card.
He used a business card. He was supposed to use an ID.
Okay.
So GameStop said, "Oh, we can't do that." The guy freaked out and was a huge dick.
Yeah.
And so he's a huge dick to this lady who works there. So meanwhile, guy's recording and everything. So the guy leaves, and she makes this joke of,
uh-oh,
"Who wants this business card? It has his email address on it."
Yeah.
Guy doesn't like it. Comes back, flips out even more.
Yeah.
He's like demanding her name and information. And so the guys have an epic meltdown. It falls on both parties because she was like, she went from, okay, she's just, you know, another retail employee dealing with a whole bunch of crap, to, okay, now you're just kind of asking for it.
Yeah.
So GameStop has now issued a statement saying, "We greatly apologize to the guy." Or basically, they kind of made like this blanket statement because they couldn't find the guy.
Yeah.
So like, oh, we're sorry, guy who's in this video.
So they just issued an anonymous, like,
exactly,
apology.
And so like, we're looking into the matter. It's like, what matter is there to look into? The video's right there.
So basically, he raised hell because he couldn't get the game.
He raised hell because he had to use an ID.
Yeah.
It's like, and he got the game, and so instead of leaving it at that, in which people made fun of him, going, "Hey, go play your game in which you kill people and shoot stuff."
Yeah, instead of like terrorizing this poor cashier.
Exactly.
Man, people will go crazy over anything.
A new breed of killers are coming.
Oh, jeez. You know what? The gameplay is so real. Like, okay, in 4, just to compare 4 and 5 right now.
Okay.
In 4, it would take like a good amount of shots to take people down, even with an AK-47. I'm just using like a pistol, and it takes like 2 shots to take someone down. And not that that's like such a huge improvement or anything, but the fact that they fall easier just seems more lifelike to me. It's almost too much. But it, at the same time, it's so awesome.
I can't believe like how much they literally packed in there.
I mean, just looking at the size of the map compared to
4, oh yeah, it's massive.
It's like if GTA 4 was like a giant city, this is like a world of things to do.
Oh yeah, it's bigger than San Andreas, 4, and Vice City combined.
What?
Yes,
that's insane. I almost refuse to believe that too.
It is.
I did the ding before I burped. I just knew it was gonna happen.
Oh okay. It's insane.
Definitely, rent it because it is badass.
I'm sure someone will let me borrow it. I don't know.
All right, so let's do one of my favorite segments.
All right.
And now for a segment we like to call things that make you go.
Do you want this first one or is this me?
You do this one.
Okay, let me pull up my segment. Should have been a little more prepared. All right, in Pascal County, Florida. A 54-year-old man was arrested after allegedly performing an exorcism on his 80-year-old girlfriend. Okay, so that's weird and all, but I can't help but want to ask, why is he dating an 80-year-old woman? Like, what exactly is in it for him? You know, like, either she's rich, or he's playing the waiting game, she has, like, a trust fund, or, I mean, this granny just gets really, really freaky. Oh, it was there in the background. Did you hear it?
No, I didn't.
Oh! Here, let me edit this a little bit.
You know how they have the term robbing the cradle?
Yeah.
Is he robbing from the grave?
Yeah, that's definitely a term.
All right.
He's definitely robbing the grave.
Recent study conducted by a doctor at the University of Columbia suggests that crack addicts make, quote, surprisingly rational economic decisions because choosing crack over necessities is apparently an economically sound decision. Oh, I heard that faintly.
Faintly is there, but hardly. All right, so a 12-year-old boy died this week after suffering from an allergic reaction caused by none other than ant bites. As sad as the story might be, I'm kind of amazed that this kid went so long without knowing he was allergic to ants. I mean, like, seriously, ants? Like, they're everywhere. There's billions of them outside your front door. Like, how do you go 12 years without being bitten by ants? You know, that's weird. That's not natural, I don't think.
A recent court ruling in Sweden suggests that if you can now walk on a beach and publicly masturbate at the same time, and that is completely legal. Looks like I know where we're going next vacation.
Ew. I'm like slowly figuring out how to play this better. Gross, right?
Very
gross. So I was reading that story, and this old man was just, you know, Huffington Post brilliantly put it as a handy Sandy.
Wow.
Yeah. Or a Sandy Handy. I mean,
wow. I like that, actually. It's really clever.
Yeah, it is very clever. I always love reading the Huffington Post because they always have like some random, like a quip to say at the very beginning of their news articles. Chase, you ready for the pick of the week?
Yes. Is it my turn this week?
I believe so.
Alrighty. My pick of the week. It is tough. I chose between either FTL, a random movie, or Ninja Sex Party.
Ninja Sex Party?
Ninja Sex Party. So you know what? Just because they retweeted me a few weeks ago, I'm going to go with Ninja Sex Party.
They retweeted you. What did they say?
I forget what I said. But the important thing here is that, actually, I could say the continue show, but we'll do that next time when we're closer.
The theme song you want me to look up?
No. We'll go with the decision.
We'll go with the decision.
Let's play a little Ninja Sex Party. Ninja Sex Party consists of two people, one of them being Danny Sexbang, the lead singer, and Ninja Brian. There was a video of them performing live at the Gotham Comedy Club, and at that comedy club performing was also Louis C.K., Sherry Shepherd, Jim Gaffigan. They're a comedic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Not Safe for Work. That's the album it's on.
Yes.
They're a comedic duo?
Yeah, they're a comedic music group. They're kind of like Lonely Island, but like a little bit more raunchy.
Okay. So they retweeted you. That's awesome.
Yes.
And who does it consist of?
Danny Sexbang and Ninja Brian.
We know, but thank you anyway. This is weird.
It's catchy. Like, a lot of the songs are catchy.
She's like, nope.
Their music videos are hysterical.
You know what? It kind of reminds me of Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's a little bit like Lonely Island, but I kind of like them a little bit more than Lonely Island.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You can't really top Dick in a Box. Oh, man. This guy just fell off a ceiling.
Yes.
A roof, I mean.
They do a lot of those.
Nice. So where'd you discover these guys?
Danny is actually on... he replaced Jontron on Game Grumps.
Is that another YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's one of the shows that I watch. And my previous pick of the week back in season one.
Right.
So, oh, that's right. I already got Continue already on there. But I'll do it again later. But so that's how I pretty much discovered them.
It's catchy. This guy's throwing a dog right now. This music video is pretty damn funny. I would definitely check it out.
Yeah.
I'm watching it for the first time.
I also like the song... Wait.
And he looks at him like, hey man, why are you ratting me out right now?
Like, Ultimate Sandwich is a good song. I like If We Were Gay. Next to You, I Just Want to Dance. 3 Minutes of Ecstasy. There's a lot of good songs.
Yeah, it looks like.
Like,
looks
the first, like at first I was like, this is stupid. But then I'm like, oh, this is kind of catchy.
This is kind of cool.
This is kind of catchy.
I'll check it out, definitely, yes. When I have the time. Did you ever eat that Subway sub or what?
Yes, I did.
What'd I tell you about that pork sandwich?
Oh, my gosh.
Delicious.
Oh, that Subway sub? No, I didn't have that one. I just had a Subway sandwich.
Oh, poo on you. Poo
Metapucil.
On you. Meta poo on you.
Right, whatever.
Let's get out of here.
Alrighty,
Let's get out of here. Alright, guys.
That is it for our show this week. Thank you all very much for listening. Plug time. BOHties.com. It's got my awesome Boise State tie. Valsvinyls.com. She sells vinyl records. And I know her. She's actually pretty cool. That's Valsvinyls.com. CNFE.com. It's clearly not for everyone podcast. It's offensive, raunchy. It's
clearly
not
for
everyone.
I love that.
FTL is a good game. Check it out. It's going to be cheap on Steam. Arcadence, next show.
October 15th at The Haven. It's a battle of the bands. $5 pre-sales. Hit me up for details.
Go to that. Other than that, guys, thank you very much for watching. Make sure you watch that new show on YouTube. Make sure you also like, comment, our Facebook
page.
That new show.com,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you guys very much for listening. Have a good one.
See ya.